Hello, my name is Ron Harper, and today I'll be interviewing my mother, Barbara Harper, on the subject of crossing boundaries. Now, today, crossing boundaries can go a lot of subjects, and today I want to cross the boundary of class. And the first question I would like to start off with, did you realize that the family that you were invited into was such a crossing from your regular life?
When did I realize, or...
When did you realize when my father invited you into his family and you're just like, this is different from my lifestyle?
I'll tell you when. I have a funny story. Your dad and I, when we were married, I was pregnant with you, and I was maybe about 8 months pregnant. And it was just after Christmas, because of course you were born in March.
Yeah.
And we had taken down the tree and we had pine needles on the carpet. So your dad had to vacuum up the pine needles, which is something I always did. Well, the bag and the vacuum needed to be changed. So I was sitting on the sofa, and I saw your dad standing there looking at the vacuum, like just confused, and it dawned on me. And I asked him, I said, "Hun," I said, "you don't know how to change a vacuum bag?" And he looked at me, and he said, "No, why?" I never had the vacuum in my life. So that's when I realized, because when he grew up, they always had a housekeeper. And I grew up, who doesn't know how to vacuum or change a vacuum
bag? Yeah.
So it was funny, while I sat there and I instructed him step by step how to open up the vacuum and change a vacuum bag. So that's when I realized, wow, the life of the privilege.
Yeah, that's a funny story.
Yes.
And were you comfortable with entering a new lifestyle? And how did you integrate into this lifestyle?
Well, I was excited because I thought at the time I would be offering your sister a different lifestyle and a change. And, of course, the thing of moving up and out of your comfort zone into something different. I was also at the same time a little nervous because you worry about making mistakes or saying something that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
And I didn't integrate too well because my mother-in-law wasn't your father's choice. So I ran into roadblocks there. And the other thing is, when you're entering into a different class, it's how much of yourself do you bring to that family, and because they might have traditions that you really don't agree with, and you might have traditions that you want to hold on to.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So you have to be strong, and I think because I was 8 years older than your father, I held on to a lot of the things that I believe, and that didn't sit well with my mother-in-law. To give you an example, your grandmother, Grandma Robinson, gave a dessert party. Who gives a dessert party? That was funny. So it was your dad and I, your Aunt Jen, mm-hmm. of course, your Uncle Rick and his wife, and your Grandma Robinson and Grandpa Oscar was there. And she just had dessert, coffee, and tea. Well, you were an infant. You had to be maybe 4 weeks. And we were all in the dining room sitting around. And you was in the living room. We had you on the sofa. And you woke up and you started crying. Well, I moved to go get you. And everyone at the table said, "No, we don't go to the baby when he's crying. Like, you don't just get up and respond." Well, son, that was against... I come from a family of 11. And you always respond to a crying baby. Well, I sat there and I was pressured. And, well, do I just stay here and sit here and allow you to cry? But my motherly instincts, and then I think my age took over. And I got up, and it was a bold move. I got up from the table. I went into the living room and I coddled you. I sat there with you. And of course, while I was sitting there, I was like, now how do I go back in there knowing I just defied the whole family? Well, to answer that question, I never went back into there. I just stayed in there with you. So it takes a lot, and it's like a lot of subtleties that you have to you have to do, and some of the decisions that you make may not sit well with the family, but you have to decide what's important to you in terms of your character and your morals.
So what's right and wrong for you?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
So next question. Did your family like your new family that you were... Did your family like the new family that you were married into?
Well, my family was much more accepting. They accepted my decision more than your dad's family accepted his decision.
How did you and my father's relationship change over the years?
Well, I really don't think we have a relationship. I think that because we don't talk, nor do we communicate. So I think it just gradually dissipated. We don't communicate, so we don't talk. So I can't say it's civil. I can't say we're mean to one another because it just evolved that way. We just don't talk.
And how did you and my father's parents change over the years?
Our relationship, how it changed?
Yeah.
Well, it changed in the sense that now I know how they really felt about me. When your dad and I were dating, I didn't feel any that I wasn't approved of them or anything. I went to Thanksgiving dinners, whenever they had any events, your dad invited me, and I thought that I was accepted. And it wasn't until your father proposed to me when your grandmother let me know how she really felt. So our relationship changed once we became engaged, because she let me know how she really felt. And even in the marriage, and then after the marriage was over, she held on to that idea. She just never allowed herself to get to know me as an individual, as a person, or as her daughter-in-law. And so I guess the bottom line is she never liked me. We never got along. But early on, I made the decision that I would always respect her. I would never call her out of her name. I would never curse at her. I would never argue with her. And you can attest to that, that was, it's always been so. So I'm always respectful to her.
All right, my question to end this interview off, right? Now, Mom, would you say that you end up crossing boundaries going through all of this?
My answer is... Well, it's twofold, son. Across, I would believe, financial boundaries, meaning that I grew up in a house and a small row home in Southwest Philadelphia, and I think your grandma's house maybe is worth $30,000. However, my in-laws, your grandparents on your father's side house is worth $500,000. Now, the financial boundaries are crossed over, but the one thing that I've learned is inside the house, family dynamics are all the same. So, to answer your question, yes, I crossed over into financial boundaries and economics and net worth, but in terms of family, I think I would just stick to my family because I saw that in the inside of the $500,000 home is a lot of dysfunction and what we'd call judgmental, and a lot of emphasis is placed on status and and how you look towards your friends, where how I grew up, just want to be happy and be honest, and character is more important. So I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Mom. That today is my interview on Crossing Boundaries. I'd like to thank my mother, Barbara Harper.
Thank you, son.
And that will be our interview today. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.